So President Trump visited Queen Elizabeth recently.
Yep.
Yes.
I'm just wondering what the nature of the visit was, and what did they talk about?
Okay. Nigel Farage.
I am not familiar with that person.
He's the leader of the Brexit movement. He's the leader of the Brexit movement. So he wants to...
Oh.
And he's not a very astounding Tory. We're done with the Tories. They've run this thing into the damn ground. Brexit is to happen. The European Union is falling. And the Queen is who is affected mostly by this separation. She got the least vote in the whole conversation. The first meeting with President Donald J. Trump, the last Trump of God, it didn't go very well. He had old lingering abomination foolishness that's now passed, because now it's like, better get the Gipper straightened out, because y'all can have a hard time at Ridgemont High if you don't get this straightened out. And so now all of a sudden, nice, thank you, President Trump. Thank you so much, Melania. You're wonderful, blah, 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 blah. Now they're going to have a real Brexit without a deal. And Nigel won't be the prime minister, but he all but runs the show these days. Got rid of poor May.
May.
We may remember her May name. We may not. She had to go. She ran her lolly and it didn't work. Down with the Tories. It's over. Get out. Okay, and Boris, we ain't looking good either. But the point is, your question was that the president, the sitting president of the United States, would talk to the queen to work out all the details so that that the king or queen in country will be safe. And they're going to make a deal with the United States of America, which is all they need anyway. And so, basically, fuck the EU.
So
all will be all right.
Does Trump and the Queen have a good relationship? I believe they both take the drafts, and
do they
discuss those matters?
They do.
Okay. Just kind of be
they
talked know
about
how
me.
They're doing them.
They talked about me, Kurt. They talked about Bob.
I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
No, Bob had a little thing with MI6 again, and they had to clean that shit up, and he runs around over here trying to undo VAT taxes all around the world and getting all that straightened out. And he's getting he's got this little head of hopper idea that he's going to tell the queen how she's going to run the affairs of state, and then she keeps popping up in the red box. Yes, poor queen has to do the red box every day, and every day there's those surveillance pictures with Bob running around half-strapped, buck-naked, every day going down to the beach, shooting all them damn women down there. It's ridiculous. Just acting like a kid. It's ridiculous. And so then he turns back around and has to clean that mess up. But then they call the president and get him involved, see if he's got a dossier long as you think the hookers pissed in the bed in Russia. You ought to see what Bob gets called for doing. It's not more than that, let me tell you.
Let me get this in there.
All right.